Heading, Evangelism of the Highest Type. Subheading, With Graceful Dignity and Simplicity. Those who do the work of the Lord in the cities must put forth calm, steady, devoted effort for the education of the people. While they ought to labor earnestly to interest the hearers and to hold this interest, yet at the same time they must carefully guard against anything that borders on sensationalism. In this age of extravagance and outward show, where men think it necessary to make a display in order to gain success, God's chosen messages are to show the fallacy of spending means needlessly for effect. As they labor with simplicity, humility, and graceful dignity, avoiding everything of a theatrical nature, their work will make a lasting impression for good. There is a necessity, it is true, for expending money judiciously in advertising the meetings and carrying forward the work solidly. Yet the strength of every worker will be found to lie not in these outward agencies, but in trustful dependence upon God, in earnest prayer to Him for help, in obedience to His word. Much more prayer, much more Christ-likeness, much more conformity to God's will is to be brought into the Lord's work. Outward show and extravagant outlay of means will not accomplish the work to be done. God's work is to be carried forward with power. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need to understand that God will add to the ranks of His people men of ability and influence who are to act their part in warning the world. Not all in the world are lawless and sinful. God has many thousands who have not bowed the knee to Baal. There are God-fearing men and women in the fallen churches. If this were not so, we would not be given a message to bear. Babylon, the great, is fallen. Come out of her, my people. Many of the honest in heart are gasping for breath of life from heaven. They will recognize the gospel when it is brought to them and the beauty and simplicity with which it is presented in God's word. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 109 to 111, 1909. Subheading, Gifted, Experienced Laborers for the New City Fields. Experienced laborers should be given the work of entering new places. A course is to be pursued that will maintain the sacred dignity of the work. We're ever to remember that evil angels are watching for opportunities to defeat our efforts. The cities are to be worked. A season of great trial is before us. Then let none lift up the soul into vanity. It becomes those who are striving for the crown of life to live lawfully. All our capabilities and gifts are to be used in the work of saving perishing souls, thus winning others to become co-laborers with Christ. The knowledge and powers that the Lord has given men and women will be largely increased as they work to build up His kingdom. Manuscript 19:10. Subheading, Elevated, Refined, Conscientious Manner. Throughout the ages, God has been particular as to the design and the accomplishment of His work. In this age, He has given His people much light and instruction in regard to how His work is to be carried forward in an elevated, refined, conscientious manner, and He is pleased with those who, in their service, carry out His design. Review and Herald, September 14, 1905. Subheading, On a High Plane. During the years of Christ's ministry on earth, godly women assisted in the work that the Savior and His disciples were carrying forward. If those who were opposing this work could have found anything out of the regular order in the conduct of these women, it would have closed the work at once. But while women were laboring with Christ and the apostles, the entire work was conducted on so high a plane as to be above the shadow of a suspicion. No occasion for any accusation could be found. The minds of all were directed to the Scriptures rather than to individuals. The truth was proclaimed intelligently and so plainly that all could understand. In this message, there is a beautiful consistency that appeals to the judgment. We cannot allow excitable elements among us to display themselves in a way that would destroy our influence with those whom we wish to reach with the truth. Manuscript 115, 1908. Subheading, Avoid Undignified Methods. While it is well to exercise economy, let the work of God ever stand in its elevated, noble dignity. Do not cheapen the work of God. Let it stand forth as from God. Let it bear no human impress, but the impress of the divine. Self is to be lost sight of in Jesus. There has been much lost through following the mistaken ideas of our good brethren, whose plans were narrow, and they lowered the work to their peculiar ways and ideas, so that the higher classes were not reached. The appearance of the work impressed the minds of unbelievers as being of very little worth, some stray offshoot of religious theory that was beneath their attention. Much has been lost for want of wise methods of labor. Every effort should be made to give dignity and character to the work. Special efforts should be made to secure the goodwill of men in responsible positions without sacrificing one principle of truth or righteousness, but by sacrificing our own ways and manner of approaching the people. Much more would be effected by using more tact and discretion in the presentation of the truth. Letter 12, 1887. Subheading, Doctrine Must Bear Scrutiny of Great Men. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Every position of truth taken by a people will bear the criticism of the greatest minds. The highest of the world's great men will be brought in contact with truth, and therefore every position we take should be critically examined and tested by the Scriptures. Now we seem to be unnoticed, but this will not always be. Movements are at work to bring us to the front, and if our theories of truth can be picked to pieces by historians of the world's greatest men, it will be done. We must individually know for ourselves what is truth, and be prepared to give a reason of the hope that we have with meekness and fear, and not any proud, boasting self-sufficiency, but with the Spirit of Christ. We're nearing the time when we shall stand individually alone to answer for our belief. Religious errors are multiplying and entwining themselves with satanic power about the people. There's scarcely a doctrine of the Bible that has not been denied. Letter 6, 1886.